Mishnah test. Rabbi Akiva tries to prove his point to the Chachamim. Omar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said to the Chachamim, "Iyatim moedim liba anaisin eruv b'ma'ara." Do you not agree with me that somebody who puts his eruv in a cave, she'ein lemim kamein ruve el alpaim amah, that he can only travel exactly 2,000 amas from the place of his eruv? So surely this is exactly the same as a case where you put an eruv in another city. So why is it that you, the Chachamim, say that an eruv in a cave does not make the cave considered like just 4 amas? But the eruv in a city does. Omar the Chachom said to him, Amosai, when is it the case that we don't consider the cave as 4 amas, and you've only got exactly 2,000 amas? That's bezman she'ein bo diyurin, when there's no one living in the cave. And the Gemara adds, when it's not even considered fitting for living. For example, if part of the cave fell in, aval yesh bo diyurin, but if there are people living there, or even if it's just fit for living, then we do actually consider it to be 4 amas. Mahalech es kula, you can travel throughout the entire cave, and then the chutzal alpaim amah. The 2,000 amas are only outside of the cave. And the Mishnah notes that according to this, nimtza kal toicha me'al gaba, it comes out that it will be more lenient if you put your eruv in the inside of the cave than if you put it on top of the cave. Because inside the cave, it's considered a living place, just like a city. And therefore, since it's considered a living place, we consider the entire cave as just 4 amas, even if it's much larger. But if you put your eruv on top of the cave, that's not considered a living place. It's like putting it anywhere on the ground, and as such, you would only have exactly 2,000 amas from that eruv. Alright, and the Mishnah, at the end of the Perek now, goes back to the case in the previous Mishnah, where we learned that the people of the smaller city cannot consider the larger city to be just 4 amas. V'lamoidid she'omru, about one who measures their tchum, which the Chachom said, Nosem le'alpayim, we give him only 2,000 amas exactly. That's even if she'afilu sofim das kol b'ma'ara, even if the end of his 2,000 amas ends inside the cave, and the same would apply inside the city as we learned in the previous Mishnah, you would have to stop there and you can't even travel to the end of the cave because we do not consider it to be just 4 amas, since your tuchum ends in the middle of the cave, or in the middle of the city in that case.